This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Friday night. We're at the Lee County Speedway Season Championship night tonight at the Lee County Speedway. We're with the 2012 Lee County Speedway IMCA Sport Mod track champion, Tony Dunker. Tony, second place finish tonight, another good run. Don't know if you realize this or not, but you ended up the only car for the 2012 season at the Lee County Speedway to have a top five every night.
Yeah, we had a good year, and, you know, I can't thank my guys enough as far as what it takes to not only finish every race, but to finish that high up. I mean, it takes a lot of maintenance, a lot of silly things can go wrong in this racing game. And I want to first thank them guys. They're over at the shop 2-3 days a week here at the races every night. I mean, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, some weekends. And for you to bring that up, you know, it's important as far as winning championships. We've been here before, but we've had a lot of fun this year. And to know that, you know, we don't keep track. We're trying to get the wins, of course. But to know that is a great feat in itself. The guys are proud of what happened. You know, we came to win, and anytime that 10 car somewhere you're going to race, it's going to be hard to beat him. He's hard to get off the bottom. I kind of fished around for a place to race him to where I would be able to race him late in the race if we got another caution, and I'll be darned if we didn't go all 12 laps. So it falls out that way, and you know, I'm not one bit ashamed of losing the race behind to finish behind Jim Gillenwater, you know. So we had a good year. Me and Jim raced good and clean all year long with each other, and we got a lot of respect for each other. And we'll take home a second place tonight in the championship with us, and we just got to keep digging. Still got a shot at the national points, I think. Got to do a little traveling, but got a couple more tracks to finish up track championships for. We got a slim lead at Burlington, and still going strong at Quincy with three or four nights to go. So just got to stay on top of our game and keep digging.
I was just going to ask you that. Is where we're sitting at here geographical kind of hurting you on the national chase?
It does. Being in Quincy, it's kind of the dividing track as far as UMP, IMCA. So it's would we race more? We kind of sat down and strategized as far as what tracks were scheduled for races. And we only had one actual rain out at Burlington and a heat out, as I guess you'd call it, at Quincy. But we knew we only had 55 races, so we were going to use the points nights at the tracks, and we're going to come up a few races short. We got some specials we can hit to make up for those, but I think we're going to be right at our 50-55 mark when we get to the end of what's scheduled going on. So, but three nights a week's enough for the guys, you know. It gives us a couple nights to work on the car, and still gives us all some family time. So it's worked out good. I'm happy. I can't say I would change anything as far as being able to race more or maybe hit some during the week races. All the guys got jobs, you know, and when you start missing that and family time, that's when it takes the fun away.
Such a great job this year. I mean, your car's always been ready. I know your crew's worked hard. You've done a great job on the track. It does not take much to get out to end up out of the top five. It's quite a feat. I mean, there's a lot of times out there late in a race you're out there trying to make decisions on where to go. Do I go on the outside of this car, on the bottom of this car? It's awful easy to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, it is, and we probably got lucky that the race didn't go 20 laps. Had some contact with a lap car there at the checkered flag, but there's a lot of thinking out there. I mean, there's split decision in racing itself, and the situation we've got ourselves in with the three track championships we're chasing and national points now, that you got to keep the car in one piece. You got to protect the car, and that kind of takes maybe the drive out of it sometimes, but we've came to every track 110% to win, not to race to not lose, and it's what we got to keep doing. It's put us in a good spot, but you got to protect the car at the same time. And you know, I've came off the track happy every race this year, and you know, that's what it takes. You come in mad and the guys are upset, and we missed the setup tonight. The track slicked off and we could have done better, but we know what we did wrong, and we're still having a good time. Everybody's having fun, and another month of this, and I think we'll probably be the happiest race team that in the tri-state area.
Who all you got helping you as far as pit crew?
Chad, Rick, and Brandon Brown, and the old man comes up every Friday. I mean, the boys didn't miss a race at all this year, and that's dedication on their part, and it follows through. You know, them guys bust their ass 3 days a week to get the car ready for me, and I got to perform 20 minutes a night, and I hope that, you know, a few seconds, and I'll share with them the fact that we had all top fives here. But I think the guys are probably pretty proud of what they put on the track for us.
Who you got for sponsors?
Tony Dunker, Advanced Trading. She's, of course, the car owner, and she puts the travel money for us, the pit passes, any of the extra parts we need, of course. Pat Dunker's our tire sponsor. Always got good rubber all around the car. Fastenal. They've supplied us with everything to keep the number three car together. Griffin Sign Company puts a nice wrap on the car for us. Designing something as we speak for Boone, so I hope it's something neat. Powder Coat Plus, Sleep Tight, and most important is Tim and Jason Daggs at Tim's Machine Shop. They check the power plant over every week for us, you know, make sure it's not going to give up on us. You just can't thank the sponsors and help enough. I still don't understand how guys could get so much enjoyment out of working on a car without being able to get in it. And, you know, I get the fun part, and I would say I probably do the least amount of work on the car these days.
Well, Tony Dunker, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on the 2012 IMCA Sport Mod Track Championship, the Lee County Speedway. We wish you the best of luck in the National Point Chase the rest of the year. And, you know, I just bet you winning this championship is going to make that banquet just a little bit wilder.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been to a banquet, besides Quincy, of course. But I think everybody would be excited to be going, especially, you know, it's nice to go to one banquet when you're a track champion, and maybe we can pull off the other two and have a big get-together, you know, kind of a nice relaxed time for the guys that worked their butts off all year, and get the sponsors there and just show them what all their money and all their time does. So hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you here in about a month, let you know how things finish up. The Team 3 is still kicking, and we're striving for the national deal. So keep in touch with us on Facebook at Team 3 Motorsports. And hopefully you can come catch some races with us and finish out the year on a strong note.
Thank you, Tony. Congratulations.
All right, Dave. Have a good weekend. Thanks for what you do, buddy.
Thank you.